Our next presentation is Title IX, Here We Go Again. It feels like we just got new Title IX regs, and we're getting ready, gearing up for yet another round, and this is a topic that I know is critical for so many school districts, so we are looking forward to hearing your presentation this morning and providing additional guidance on this area. Here to speak to us is Alan Keller. He is a partner in the San Antonio office of Shulman Lopez Hoffer and Aldestein, LLP. He enjoys a diverse practice advising public schools throughout the state of Texas, as well as various local governmental entities and nonprofit organizations. He graduated from the University of North Texas and St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio. In 2010, he joined an education law firm and has practiced school law ever since. What I thought was most interesting, aside from the impressive resume, is that you like to travel to national parks. So I would love to visit with you later. So please help me welcome Mr. Alan Keller.
Yes, you'll see my water bottle, little national park stickers all over it. So, yes. My wife is from Alaska. She likes the outdoors, so I use that as an excuse to go and visit those places whenever I can. Good morning, everybody. Pleasure to be with y'all. I realize I'm being recorded. I've always wanted to do this on video. Hi, Mom. Don't get too many opportunities to do that anymore. And that is the level of humor you're going to get in this morning's session on this particular topic. All right, so Title IX, here we go again. We know that in 2020, well, we'll get into that later, but in 2020, we had a new system put in place for Title IX, at least the guidelines that public schools or recipients of federal funds are required to follow in responding to reports of possible sexual harassment. We have recently received, or the Department of Education has recently published some proposed updates to the Title IX regulations that are going to make, or if they pass, if they continue through, they are going to make very substantial changes to how schools are required to respond to discrimination based on sex. So again, this all ties back to Title IX, our federal law that applies or tells us that no one in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in or be denied the benefits of any program or activity that is implemented by an entity that receives federal funds. I think we all know that. As I mentioned, in August of 2020, we had the updated final rules. So it's like, you know, welcome back to the first full school year after COVID first hit. Congratulations. Now we have to scramble and figure out how we're going to implement these updated Title IX regulations, especially when everybody was virtual and doing remote learning. And so that was very exciting to try and get through. The way that the updates were structured, it required schools to implement these very detailed and very lengthy complaint processes and investigation processes. And just really, again, a major sea change on what we need to be doing when it comes to responding to complaints of sexual harassment. They updated the definitions of sexual harassment and what conduct was prohibited by Title IX. So, you know, again, 2020, we had very significant updates to Title IX. The way that we got to the 2020 final rule, the Department of Education reviewing the Title IX regulations went back and started reviewing Supreme Court precedent. They were focusing mainly on cases that dealt with the judicial standard for imposing liability on recipients of federal funds when a private individual was suing for monetary damages. We're looking at a long line of cases, or I guess really four main cases going back to 1979 by the Supreme Court. Those cases are really mentioned in the paper and the materials if you need some light reading there. But again, those cases dealt with the standard for a private individual to be able to recover monetary damages from a recipient of federal funds when there was an alleged violation of Title IX. The two main cases that were used by Department of Education back in 2020, or as in developing the 2020 final rule, were the Gebser and the Davis cases. Gebser dealt with liability for sexual harassment of a student by a school employee. And in that case, the Supreme Court says, yes, there can be a liability and monetary damages when a school has actual knowledge of an employee engaging in sexual harassment, and the district or the school of the recipient responded in a manner that was deliberately indifferent. And then in Davis, in 1999, the Supreme Court looked at liability for student-on-student sexual harassment, and they said, yes, that can be, There can be a liability for a district's response to student-on-student harassment when the conduct is so severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive that it denies the victim access to education. And it also ties in this actual knowledge standard for when a school is required to respond.